Miraculous Seaweed, Expository Essay. If you've walked for recreation near the ocean, you've likely seen seaweed on the shore. It can be delicate and feathery or hard and leathery, the size of a lettuce leaf or of a 20-foot hose. Scientists estimate that there are a minimum of 1,000 to a maximum of 10,000 kinds of seaweed. Although it is technically not a plant, seaweed looks and acts like one. Like plants, seaweed needs sunlight. Likewise, through photosynthesis, it uses sunlight to produce energy that other living things consume. An ecosystem is a community of plants and animals that live together. Change any one part of the ecosystem, and you risk changing the rest. Providing both oxygen and food for fish, seaweed is a key factor in an ocean ecosystem. It also provides places for fish to hide and to lay their eggs. A study of one seaweed bed off the Virginia coast revealed 8,200 fish in 1 square meter, while only 300 fish were outside of it. Imagine what would happen if no seaweed lived in the ocean. Humans benefit from seaweed in many ways. It is used in medicines, soaps, sushi, soup, and even ice cream. Now, some scientists believe they have found an extraordinary new use for seaweed. It can be turned into fuel to help meet the world's energy needs. Today, seaweed is harvested from the ocean. In places like Japan and Bali, it's also grown in man-made ocean farms. If both methods are used, the world may, in the future, have a never-ending supply of seaweed. However, ocean ecosystems are delicate and prone to damage. They rely on the proper balance of sunlight and plant and animal life. In our eagerness to get seaweed, it is important that we do not harm key ecosystems. If we can make sure that damage won't happen, look for fuels made from seaweed coming from an ocean farm near you.